The gavel banged down shortly after 1 o'clock this morning to bring the special legislative session to a close. I'm YPR's Jackie Yamanaka.
And I'm Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates-Carney. Lawmakers were called into the special session Tuesday by Governor Steve Bullock to help find solutions to Montana's projected $227 million budget shortfall, made worse by this summer's record wildfire season. At the conclusion, Republican Speaker of the House, Austin Knutson, called the legislators' work a win for the conservative majority.
The Republican caucus was committed to not raising taxes on hardworking Montanans, and that's what we've done here today, the last couple of days. We've stayed united and strong as a Republican caucus, and frankly, we've given the governor all the tools he needs now to fix this crisis that he says he has.
Democrats and the governor expressed disappointment but put on a good face for the special session's outcome. The governor proposed a basic framework heading into the special session of $75 million in cuts, $75 million in fund transfers, and another $75 million in temporary tax increases. From the start of the session, the Republican caucus rejected tax increases. Instead, they dug harder at finding additional pockets of money in government and pressured the governor to expand the contract of the state's only private prison.
House Bill 2 was the foundation to address the budget shortfall. Lawmakers codified Governor Steve Bullock's proposed cuts. The governor finalized those cuts on the first day of the special session. The groundwork-laying bill put these cuts into statute, meaning they would be permanent for the next year and a half unless certain conditions were met. The Republican majority rejected the governor's proposed temporary tax hikes on rental cars and hotel rooms. A key to this was to identify additional fund transfers across state agency budgets. House Appropriations Chair Republican Nancy Balance is pleased lawmakers and legislative staff found more money than the $76 million in transfers than was originally proposed by the governor.
So that getting that up to $94 million is huge, because that's $20 million more than we expected, and $20 million that would have either had to come out of cuts or would have had to come out of some kind of tax increase, which we've been opposed to all along.
House Bill 6, the transfer bill, overwhelmingly passed both the House and Senate. Another source of revenue lawmakers tapped, at the request of the governor, was a temporary fee for the state to manage workers' compensation. That 3% fee would be assessed on Montana State Fund assets above $1 billion. It would raise an estimated $30 million. In the end, Senate Bill 4 was approved on party-line votes.
The most contentious bill in the package included a provision that strong-armed the governor to accept an offer from the operators of the private prison in Shelby. Before the start of the special session, Core Civic offered $30 million to help offset the state's budget shortfall. The catch, the company would get a 10-year contract extension to operate the prison, despite objections of Democrats. Billings Representative Kelly McCarthy said the state has no business sending its inmates to a for-profit prison whose owner has faced allegations of human rights abuses.
We have a carefully crafted web of legislation now that's meant to force us into accepting something that is really morally reprehensible to a number of people on this side of the aisle.
Republicans cleverly crafted the bills where if the governor vetoes all or parts of the language, he threatens to blow up the entire package, leaving him with no option but to make $227 million in cuts.
These bills and others now head to Bullock's desk for consideration. I'm YPR's Jackie Yamanaka.
And I'm Corin Cates-Carney with Montana Public Radio.